on site on a managed right to repair program claim. What do we do? How do we claim it? How do we work it? I'm going to show you the damage, and I'm going to show you how we're going to do it in three, in two, in one. All right, we're here in Melbourne. We just left Orlando, but we came from Tampa to Orlando. I thought Melbourne was like right around the corner, but it's not. It's farther than that, a lot farther than that. And we're in Melbourne, and this is an interesting case. This is a question I get all the time, is how in the world do we work managed repair program claims? And that's what this is. I'm not gonna mention the insurance company because that's not my style. But if you live in Florida, there's only a few that you could think about that has this MRP, it's called Right to Repair, Manager Repair Program. That's pretty much it. And basically, one of my favorite claims that I've worked for many, many years, and that is the cast iron sewer line claim. So basically, any home that's built before, just background so you know, any home that was built before pretty much 1980, chances are they were built with a cast iron sewer line. Cast iron sewer lines have anywhere from a 30 to 50 year lifespan. So if your home was built in the 1970s, guess what? That time is up. So what happens is all these pipes are basically just corroded away. They're all collapsed at the bottom. Roots are growing inside. And then what happens is if you're running the dishwasher, taking a shower and washing clothes at the same time, all those gallons of water get in there. They get stuck. They get caught up because of the scales and the collapse of the line and the holes in the line. It just becomes a buildup of stuff, of toilet paper and anything. And then eventually you run all that water at the same time. It gets stuck, it gets backed up, and it can cause water damage. It can cause water damage as a result of a backup. It can cause water damage as a result of just water just coming out underneath your floor or underneath your cabinet. Like, there's just a million ways that it just causes water damage from a sudden and accidental event of just too much water running through it. So you know, I did say the word corroded and stuff like that. All that stuff is not covered, which is true. So the pipe itself is not covered because that takes years for it to actually get like that. What's covered is the sudden accidental event and the damage that that causes. So if you get a partial denial on a cast iron sewer line or even a supply line, if it's an old supply line that's corroded, but all of a sudden it burst, normally the pipe is not covered. You may get a partial denial, but everything else is still covered. So don't get freaked out. I know from experience, it's like, oh no, my claim was denied. No, your claim wasn't denied. It's just that the pipe itself is not covered. No big deal. What's supposed to be covered, which is the issue that we're having here, is the access to that pipe, is the materials and labor. The materials, which is the pipe, not covered because it was corroded. They don't pay for that. But the labor, the access, and all the work that it takes to replace that line and to get to that line, that is covered under the insurance. That is the cause of loss. That's what caused the damage. And then all the subsequent damage as a result of that is also covered. So you'll see here, the issue he's having here, to give you a background, is basically he did allow the insurance company to go ahead and use their contractors, but he's done almost all the work. Why? Because the insurance company's original estimate wasn't enough to do everything that needs to be done. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna come in here and we're gonna dispute it, okay? I'm still gonna put together an estimate and I'm still going to tell them that they need to come in here and they need to do more. They only paid for, I believe, the tile flooring, and they didn't even pay for the cabinets. They didn't pay for any drywall. They didn't pay for, I think they paid for probably one coat of paint. I still have to look at it. They didn't pay for any of the vanities in the bathroom. So there's still a lot to get here. And chances are what they're gonna do is, if I'm able to dispute it, yes, they're gonna pay that contractor to go ahead and do the work. So it does get a little dicey on how we can get paid, but you could either charge a contingency, you can charge a per hour, you can charge different ways. It depends on the state that you're in, but there are ways that you can get paid on this managed right to repair. What I don't want you to do is walk away from claims that have this thinking that you can't get paid. You could always work something out legally for you to actually get paid for the services of making sure that all the work is done correctly. That, and the more you walk away, the worse it is. You have to be able to defend these clients. And the other thing is, I will say, is the appraisal process is still active. It's still live when it comes to something like this. So make sure that you can still file an appraisal and you can still dispute it. Yes, it would still be managed repair, but you can get paid as an appraiser as well. So that's pretty much it. We'll take you through a walkthrough of everything that's going on. He's actually done all the work itself. Like I said, they didn't pay for the plumbing, for the actual plumber to go in and do it. So he's done a lot of the work himself, which that shouldn't be done. So we're going to put together some invoices and some proposals to demand demand it from the insurance company to make sure he gets it. So I'll take you through a walkthrough. You can see already out here is all the work that he's done. And just the bags and stuff like that.
Additional living expenses is one of the most difficult parts of an insurance claim. And the reason is it's very high pressure. And as a public adjuster or contractor, you're already dealing with the negotiating of the build back process. You don't want to have to deal with ALE as well. Black Diamond Housing Services does all of that. They don't even charge the client. They bill it directly to the insurance company. It's all covered under the ALE coverage. So you need to call Black Diamond if you have a house that has been severely lost, whether it's like severe mold, severe water, fire, anything like that, where they need a place to stay. Call Black Diamond Housing Services and they'll be able to take care of your client from beginning to end.
The coolest thing is to always see the direction of the pipe. You want to know if the home is on a sewer or on a septic. Usually the sewer is somewhere around the front of the house in the main road. Sometimes it's in the back, but most of the time it's in the front. You can see where there's like sewer drains and stuff, and there's actually a couple here. So he had to dig it up over here. So this is where his main line, so everything basically, so you know, I'll show you the kitchen, but basically over here is the kitchen and over here is the bathroom. And then there's another bathroom here. They basically all fall in to the main, which comes out straight to the front of the house and then comes out straight to the sewer. Picture the sewer is just like a giant, massive tank that all of the crap and everything that people waste, it goes into the sewer, and then that sewer should also be leaning. There's always a pitch, so everything falls, and that sewer should also be leaning to whatever reservoir that goes. It's kind of hard to imagine that, like, imagine before a sewer system, Anton. How disgusting must that have been? No? I don't know. Pretty disgusting though. But anyway, as long as it's not in your house anymore. So that's the way it goes. You have to dig all this stuff up here. All right, so you could see here, this is what we call a trench. And in order to replace the line, oh, and the other thing I will add is that the insurance company only paid for a portion of the pipe. So that's the other dispute that we have.
Thank you for watching, guys. Hope you have a great weekend.
You have a cast
iron
sewer line.
Peace out.
You know, a lot of times the break in the line, the collapse in the line, will only be in one portion. So the insurance company is going to come out and say, well, if we only found that, then all we have to do is replace that portion. We're talking about a pipe that's probably 50 years old, and it literally will break in your hands. It's so weak and it's just finished. So what happens is exactly what happened here. Insurance company only paid for a portion of the pipe, but when you break that portion of the pipe, guess what happens? It continues to break and break. Eventually, no plumber is going to come in here and just replace a portion, because they're going to be liable when the water damage happens again. So this is the case here. Again, that's another dispute that we have, is they need to pay for all of it, all of the work that needs to be done for this entire house and all of the piping. It's good to see too, like, little things that you could add on your estimate that if you don't see in the insurance company estimate is a lot of times is all you're doing is replacing floor. Well, what needs to be also is you need to basically smooth out and level out your concrete floor and clean the concrete floor before you put new tile on here. That could be a line item in the estimate. So you see there's a line right there, right? So to give you an idea, that's the kitchen. And the pipe is going this way, and there's a master bathroom right over there. So these pipes should be leaning this way, right? So when you go to the toilet, you run the dishwasher, whatever, that water flows this way. And then, if you can see, it's hard. Flows this way, all leaning, and then flows this way, out into the front of the house, and out into the sewer. And it's cool because we can see it now, but we'll do a video next time I have one of these when none of this is happening, but I can still figure out. If I see that the sewer outside is over here and I know that the bathroom's here, I know how these pipes are running before. You don't have to even go under there. And then it's pretty cool. We did these for years. Plumber comes in, they run the camera, and they're able to like sketch the whole thing out, and you can see how it is. And that's how you're able to tell where the break is, how to do it, how much it's going to cost, so on and so forth. We did these claims for like on a weekly basis for probably like 6 or 7 years, because there was just so many old homes and they were just suffering damage all the time. They didn't pay for the kitchen cabinets. Anywhere where that pipe, even if you normally what's going to make you pay the claim is the damage, right? But again, in order to replace that pipe, wherever that pipe runs, you're going to have to gut it. you know. The other option, okay, we could walk outside, but another option that you can do sometimes, you could reroute it around the outside. That's going to cost just as much. It'll cause less damage inside, and you can still stay in the house livable. But another option is you basically abandon this line, just totally abandon it. You leave it under the floor. You don't touch the floor, and you go from the outside. You go from the outside. In this case, you would go this way, and that, and then you'd have a separate line over there going that way, and then that would go to the sewer. There's always other options. Another option is the trenching is this one inside the house. Trenching outside the house. We call it a reroute. And then the third option is they have like a sleeve now where you could basically, you get in a hole somewhere outside and you just like, well, the sleeve is something else. It's called a trenchless repair where they feed some like stuff inside. I haven't seen it in a while, but it's like a flex seal. Like it just, it goes like this. And then it basically creates a new pipe. That's great because again, it causes no damage inside or outside. But from what I've heard, the lifespan is not very long and you might have an issue within the next 10 years or so, which is not good either.
If you're a public adjuster or frankly, anybody in the restoration industry, attorneys included, if you are having trouble finding the right admins, Turbo Workforce and Andrew is the way to go. I cannot tell you how valuable this service is, not only because he provides you with the perfect, already vetted, already interviewed, already perfect administrator for whatever need that you have, but he also is a public adjuster, and he's been a public adjuster for a long time. So he understands the industry and he understands the ins and outs and everything that goes on throughout the entire claims process from beginning to end. Call Turbo, contact Turbo Workforce so that you could find the perfect administrator for your company. Good luck.
So we're here with the homeowner. This is my new friend Daniel over here, and he called me just because he was frustrated, and we're gonna see whatever we can do to help him. But Daniel walked in as I was doing the closing and he was just like, I'll talk. So what do you got to say?
Yeah, hello y'all, my name is Daniel Adams. I really appreciate Vince with Elite Resolutions coming out. I had a huge issue with cast iron drain pipe going bad and my insurance not covering really the repairs it would cost, and it's been a huge ordeal. It's been cost me a lot of money, a lot of time. It's been really difficult on me because I'm also going to school full-time. It's just I got a lot going on, and the insurance company wasn't helping me out. I called Vince and he's gonna give me a hand as far as these costs that I had to pay that I feel like I shouldn't have to pay because it was covered under insurance. They say the cast iron pipe went bad in one spot, but the whole entire cast iron pipe was bad. That's what happens in these old houses that are built in the 60s, which is good to buy a block house, but it was built, you know, in the 60s. You gotta be aware of the cast iron pipes, obviously, but it's supposed to be covered by insurance. Obviously not the pipe itself, but to get to the pipe should be covered. And I had to do all that work myself, and my insurance company was not covering it. So Vince is helping me out, and I appreciate Vince and his company, Elite Resolutions, and just thank you all. And I just want to say, if you buy an older house, I would check to see if your pipes are cast iron before you buy it, and also just to see that it's covered with your insurance company if you plan on purchasing a home.
It's a terrible thing, to be quite honest with you. It becomes very annoying. What you have is you have a frustrated client who's like just so frustrated. He's just like, dude, I don't care. Even if you can't take a percentage, like I'll pay you whatever it is, like they're just so frustrated because you're not just dealing with the contractor, you're still dealing with the insurance company, you're still dealing with the insurance company adjuster and their delays and everything about it, and it just becomes very frustrating. This guy's like super frustrated. He's like, please just help me. So I'm gonna help him however we can. Again, there's not too much to dispute, but there is definitely some dispute. The fact that they didn't pay for the plumbing is pretty ridiculous. And the fact that they're just missing some key line items, I'm just basically just gonna do a whole brand new estimate and just be like, hey guys, just get everything on these line items and get them done, and get them done fast. And hopefully I can speed up the process for them too. So that's what we got here, little cast iron sewer line, one of my favorite kinds of claims, managed right to repair, not one of my favorites, but I still think we'll get it done. All right guys, we'll catch you on the next one. See you later.